Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mustache is a strong word for this thing. All right, we are here at the track at New Balance during New Balance Nationals Indoor. Chris Chavez and Kyle Merber joined by NCAA cross country champion, New Balance NIL athlete, Graham Blanks. Graham, kicking off spring break, no better way at New Balance Nationals, am I right?
Yeah, it's been great. Great to watch the races. I've been really enjoying the pole vault right in front of my face. I love watching these guys defy the odds, get up over that bar.
All right, so what is the actual plan from spring break? You decided to pop here to chat with some of the high school kids, get to meet the next generation of stars, but where are you off to after this?
Oh, I'm off to Houston. We do a big, over at Harvard, we do a big spring training trip over in Houston. Bit of a random city, I guess, but the weather's nice, and I'm already wearing shorts because I had to pack my bags already, so it's like might as well dress for the Houston weather, so...
I guess like the best news is you're back to running. You're a little bit injured in the first couple months of this year, but healthy again, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be training again, and it'll be a lot better to be training in the Houston sun. You know, I need some vitamin D and just some sun rays.
So, what was life like after that? I guess the fall of a lifetime. You really made a huge name for yourself this cross country season. Obviously, pulling out the NCAA title, then going to Boston, running 13:03. At the time, collegiate record. Was that such a whirlwind? Like, it seemed like it happened all at once, where it's just Graham Blanks, every single weekend, something new.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like when the iron's hot, you strike, you know? So at that point, it was just kind of like, you know, trying to get races done, you know, every other... I mean, you know, cross country is like a two-week cycle with races, and then the BU 5K, of course, so... It was definitely a whirlwind, but it's just one of those things you'll see in like track where, you know, athletes will just build confidence and then they'll just keep nailing it, and then, you know, finish out the season.
Do you have a preference? Like, are you a cross guy in your heart, or do you enjoy the track a little bit more? Can you do it both?
I mean, I love cross country, but, you know, I can't say I'm a cross country guy because professional running is track, so I can't hide, you know? So I of course enjoy cross country a lot. Like it's my favorite. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I love, you know, the team aspect. Like I love my team at Harvard, and you know, I feel like the NCAA cross country championships is like that's about as big as it gets, other than the world championships. Though arguably you could say there's more on the line. You know, people really enjoy that race, but I'm trying to be, you know, every day I'm trying to become a better track runner. So working on the speed. You know, working on. Working on all the aspects of that, but I still love cross country.
Solid showing for Harvard at the NCAA track championships. Shot put, right?
That was weight throw.
And then Maya. I guess what was that like? I guess for you, unfortunately, watching the meet. But what were your big takeaways?
No, I mean it was great to watch both of them. I mean they're both now 2-time national champions. So like I look up to those people. You know, on my own team, which is really special to have that consistency. So. You know, Kenny with the weight throw, like watching, I got to watch him all season just build and build. And, you know, with Maya, there's not too many surprises nowadays with her. So really cool to get to watch them do that. And, you know, had a couple other people competing here in the triple jump and high jump. So it's pretty cool to be putting so many people on the indoor track.
Obviously, you wanted to be in that race with Nico. Were you here? Were you able to watch it? And kind of what was that experience like?
Yeah.
I was kind of planning on being there.
Yeah, I didn't watch the 5K, and then I tried to schedule the Uber to miss the 3K, but unfortunately it showed up right on time, so I had to watch the whole race. You know, I was it was a good race, so I enjoyed watching it. you know, I love races like that that get pulled out from like three laps out. Yeah, it was quick.
Is that like a cool element of like just the state of like the 5K, even the 10K at the NCAA level right now? It's like if we think back, we go back a year ago, like it looked like Kai was unstoppable, and then it looked like Nico looks unstoppable now. We go back to December, you look like that guy that come, you know, the spring, you know, if we get closer to June, that it could be any of the three of you guys when you get back to being at full health. Like, that's got to be pretty cool to be part of.
Yeah, and thankfully Kai Robinson's Australian because, you know, we don't have to compete against him at the trials and stuff. But it is cool. Yeah, the NCAA, you just never know. Like, there's always someone coming around. I mean, other than who, like Cheserek, like who can actually hold it together for, like, you know, two, 3 years? Like, you just don't see that. So it's really cool to have, you know, people get to have their moments every season. Like, you know, there's highs and there's lows. So it's pretty sweet to see so much change, between athletes.
Well, now you're an NCAA champ, but not too long ago you were in high school, and we got a ton of high schoolers here, obviously. For you, why were you able to make that transition from high school to college so successfully, whereas not everyone does?
No, yeah, not everyone does, and I think it's kind of a crapshoot sometimes. Like, you know, it's just sometimes you'll get with a college coach and the training really clicks. Like, clearly that happened with me. You know, my high school coach, Coach Anderson, who's at the meet today, he trained me great, and he liked to talk about, you know, preparing us for college, like the next stage. So, like, purposely under training. So I had that belief in my mind going to college that I had a lot, you know, bigger roof than I really might have had. And then, you know, just moving on to Coach Gibby and upping the mileage, upping the intensity, I think really helped me move to the next level.
I feel like every interview after the cross-country season,
he was on his little podcast tour. I loved it.
You were on every podcast under the sun. But everyone wanted to talk about your training, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Gibby style of training. Suddenly, a lot of the world woke up to what it was. But it seemed like you had no interest in discussing training. It's just like, I do what I'm told. Has that changed at any point since high school? Have you always been like, hey, a coach says I do, and yeah, I'll just move my feet for you?
Man, yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about like, I don't try to focus on that stuff. You know, Coach Anderson was great. Like, he did the hard part of just, like, getting me to commit to something. You know, one time I was supposed to be at summer practice, but I decided to skip and hang out with my friends. It was, like, freshman year, going into freshman year, going into sophomore year of high school. And we, like, went to the school to, like, shoot bottle rockets or something. And I accidentally walked into track practice. And, you know, Coach Anderson made sure I would never do that again. So, you know, he kept me down, and I just listened to the training. I mean, with Gibby, the training's hard. No reason to process it too much, because otherwise it'll get in your head. I'm just here to race.
Gibby's going to spring break with you guys?
Who?
Gibby's going to spring break.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there. It'll be a good time.
Are there still antics at Harvard like that in which you guys are sneaking off in the middle of practice, shoot bottle rockets or anything, or you guys take it pretty seriously?
Not that I know of.
They're doing it without you.
Not that I know. Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully there's no group chat without me or something. The bottle rocket group chat.
All right, Graham. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us. We'll send you off to spring break with that's a national champion shirt.
Wait. He can get a national champion shirt.
Yeah, I guess he can get both. Yeah.
No, I never won New Balance indoors. Trust me. Go look at the photos.
What was your best finish?
At New Balance indoors, I made it once. Probably got like 20th in the 2 mile.
All right. Now look at you.
I was happy with it, though.
Yeah.
Inspiring hope. Giving hope to the 20th place finisher here today. But here's your shirt. You can wear
Thank
it proudly
you.
On spring
Thank
break.
Wow. I love it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for sitting down with us, Graham. Sweet.